Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, October 26, 2015. Halls in mouth, with a pocket full to get me through the day. We sang our hearts out last night at the Singing Men concert at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. And I don't know how many of the other men have maybe lost their voice, but we had a glorious time. So I'll recap some of that, along with playing a number of various selections, just to rest my voice and to maybe help usher in this new week with some God-honoring selections that I think will bless you. All right, where do I even begin? Maybe I'll just recap Sunday. It began with a great message at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church as Jonathan Coates filled in for Pastor Herb Coates. Jonathan is Herb's nephew, and I don't know if his title is youth pastor or associate assistant pastor. Anyways, the church has been preaching through the story, and that's kind of going through the whole biblical narrative, book by book, if you will, so that at the end of the series, you'll have a good understanding of the whole Bible in its entirety. Well, as it so happened, Pastor Jonathan filled in, and the topic was like the resurrection. So we had like an Easter service with the great music and that timeless message that Jesus was not only put on the cross for our sins and also died and was buried, but he's resurrected. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So I've lined up some songs that'll fit with some of that theme. And then there were some baptisms. I'll talk a little about that. Some afternoon ministry adventures. And then the Singing Men concert. Oh, what a great turnout. We packed the church. Got caught up with a lot of our great listeners, made some new friends, and was just blessed by the whole evening. So because the proclamation of the gospel was delivered yesterday, probably at most all of your churches, and we know that Jesus saves, let me begin with the song Jesus Saves, followed by I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And the artist on I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, I got this off of a YouTube or the internet or a Facebook post and recorded it. And I think it's a guy from like the Bahamas or Jamaica. And the way they captured it, it looks like there's four identical guys, but it's the same guy. I don't know. It's creative imagery where he sings the four different parts at least, but it's only one person singing. And so it was a delightful arrangement. So we'll first start out with Jesus Saves, and then I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Hear the heart of heaven beating. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the hush of mercy breathing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the host of angels sing, glory to the newborn King, and the sound of joy be. Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adoring. Sharing, Jesus saves.
turning back, no turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
No turning back. No turning back.
Still I will follow.
No one joins me.
Still I will follow.
I will follow.
No one joins me.
No one joins me.
Still I will follow.
I will follow.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. Before me, the world behind,
the world behind,
the cross before me.
No turning back,
no turning back,
no turning back,
no turning back,
no turning.
Well, that arrangement, I have decided to follow Jesus, as I mentioned, was one individual singing like the four different parts, harmonizing with himself. It was captured, can't remember if it was a Facebook post or a YouTube video, and they kind of had the guy dressed in four different outfits, and as you would view it, you would see four different people, but you kind of had to look closely to say, hey, I think this is the same guy. But very creatively done, and I like that arrangement. I played that because yesterday during the service at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, there were three baptisms, two people from China and one American, and one of the individuals from China just came to Christ on Friday. Friday night, Pastor Herb and Helen Kaufman shared the gospel message, and Henry, that's his American name, said, I want to ask Jesus into my heart, and by the way, when can I get baptized? And so that happened yesterday, and wow, was that powerful. I always get emotional or my eyes tear up as I think of the transformational work that's taking place as somebody says, I want to follow Jesus. I want to publicly proclaim that through the act of baptism. And then there's time where they share, and I just love it. So Yaya and Henry, both from China, got baptized yesterday. Now Yaya, I had her interviewed last year. She came to Christ, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago. But the timing was right for her to get baptized yesterday, so they both shared a little of their story. And then one other person who just said, I just want this to be the foundational stone of moving forward in my faith, following Jesus wholeheartedly. So, wow, maybe at some of your churches there was baptisms, but it's just one of my favorite things. And as I mentioned, part of Jonathan's message, as it worked out, as the church has been going through the story, kind of a chronological move through the scriptures. Yesterday's topic was that resurrection story, the Easter story, where Jesus is walking along the road with the two disciples, and Jesus is asking, like, what happened, what went on, and they're like, how can you not know what has happened in Jerusalem? And, you know, that whole event where they invite Jesus in for a meal, and as Jesus breaks the bread, they recognize it was him, he was alive, he was risen, and then he disappears. And that whole Easter story, if it wasn't for the resurrection, it would be really a dead-end story that maybe this great prophet, this great teacher did all these wonderful things, healed people, taught godly principles, went to the cross, which is phenomenal. He died for our sins. But without that resurrection, to some degree, it'd be meaningless. But because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We have a living Lord. So here's the Blackwood Brothers singing Because He Lives.
God sent his Son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive.
that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I know
Blackwood Brothers, Because He Lives, and I'm kind of mixing it up today, a variety of music. I'm sucking down these halls. The Singing Men and I sang our hearts out last night, and I'm sure a number of us probably have hoarse voices today. So let me share with you a little snapshot of last night. This is off our CD, Godly Men, by the Singing Men of GNN. The song is A Mighty Fortress, and this is what we opened up the evening with. It was one of about 14 songs that we sang, and then I think we had four different soloists that also were a part of the program. But here's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God by the Singing Men of GNN.
Still our ancient foe shall seek to work us woe.
was a wonderful concert last night. That was the Singing Men of GNN, and that was the song we kicked off the whole program with. Our next three concerts won't be until December, as tonight we begin rehearsals with all Christmas music. So, man, this would be a great time for you to join us. We'll rehearse from 7 to 9 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. So come join us for the Christmas season. But our next three concerts will be in December, Sunday, December 6th at the Victory Church in Camargo. That'll be a 6 p.m. concert. Then Sunday, December 13th, also a 6 p.m. concert. The Rantoul Ministerial Association has invited us to sing at the First Baptist Church of Rantoul. And then for our 17th straight year, we'll be singing at the Marketplace Mall Food Court, and that'll happen on Saturday, December 19th, and that'll be a noon concert. And Lord willing, I hope that'll be the debut of our Great News Radio theater troupe. Lots of good things in store in the days ahead. Well, as mentioned last night at the Singing Men concert, I told everyone I'd pull out some Voice of Listener Radio surveys that got filled out, and so I have a whole big bucket full, but I'll pull out a number of names. I'll just grab a handful here. Yeah, there's 30 or 40, I don't know, there's a bunch. And let's see, I'll pick out gifts, I'll look at these, read them, and pick out some good gifts that are appropriate. But the first winner, Ellen Plummer from Urbana. Oh, she wrote all sorts of good stuff. So expect a gift, Ellen, along with a free appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. Oh, here's some other great stuff written by Megan Glasgow Coons. And she lives in Fisher. Expect a gift, Megan. Phil Wright, married to Susan. Hey, is this the same? Yeah, this is the Phil Wright. Hey, thank you, God, for Phil. He's the head kahuna with, I don't know if it's called Wright Ice Cream. He has like an ice cream company. And he had mentioned that when we have our big 20th birthday party, he would like to help out with ice cream and maybe even make a deluxe or a special flavor for the Great News Radio listeners. And he asked me last night for like 500 or 1,000 of our God Listens You Can Too stickers, and he said he'd put them on all of his ice cream cartons. So I don't know, we'll see some. But Phil, you'll get a prize in the days ahead. Next winner, Mabel Graham, lives in Savoy. We'll get a gift to her. Let's see, William England, married to James. Expect a gift. Thanks for filling out a Voice Listener Radio survey. Let's see, there's two more left. Susan Leifer, married to Mike. They live in Urbana. You'll get a prize, probably a book. I'll see if you filled out anything, any of your favorite programming hosts. And then finally, Ken Parsons, looks like he's married to Vicky, lives in Fairmont. And those were some of the people that filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys. And we'll send them off a nice little prize. Well, it looks like we're out of time. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I think I'm going to have a studio full tomorrow. Lord willing, I think 3 to 5 different people are coming in from Indiana, from the Covington Christian School, and I'll have them share some of their testimonies and what's going on at the Beef House in a few weeks. Well, next week we'll be heading into November, and the day after Thanksgiving, we start airing Christmas music. So let me close out with one of my favorite holiday features, All Is Well by the National Christian Choir, to give you a little teaser of some of the great music that'll begin the day after Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.